The president's visit to the region is the last in a series of familiarization tours to the regions since his assumption in office early this year. He was accompanied by the Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Otiko Afisa-Jaba, the Minister for Roads and Highways, Amakwata, Eastern Regional Minister Eric Kwachi-Dafour, and his deputy, Joseph Tete, among others. The president and his entourage first visited the Volta River Authority's powerhouse, where they were conducted round by the chief executive in Chidakwa. President Akufo-Addo said he is determined to use his energy and strength to ensure a massive development of the country. He said Ghana has become famous to the outside world due to her democratic dispensation and political stability. He called for the concerted effort of all to make Ghana the preferred choice for business activities. The corner of Manyakrobo, traditional area Nenesakite, in his welcome address, was very appreciative of the president's visit, describing it as a Christmas bonus. He however appealed to the president to, as a matter of urgency, provide the Asesua Government Hospital with an ambulance, as the hospital finds it difficult to transport patients in cases of emergency situations. He also called for reconstruction of a classroom block for the Asesua SHS, which was shabbily constructed with cracks in them, as well as dining and assembly halls. Dakona also pleaded with the president to consider the construction of a water treatment plant at Akaten with distribution network for Upper Manya, as well as an inland harbour. He appealed for an additional district administration at Sekeswa and the hinterland to be called Central Manya District in order to resurrect the town, which was one time an economic catchment area. The tour continues today at the Kwewu Ridge and other places.
Priscilla Asante's report.